Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
All right. Today we're going deep on some source material that feels kind of like something out of a spy novel.
It does, doesn't it?
But it's all too real.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking cyber warfare, folks.
Yes. And the source material that we have is a research paper.
Okay.
From the Cyber Intelligence Bureau.
Wow.
Now, this is a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
Okay.
And what makes them so interesting and unique is that they use both open source intelligence, OSINT, as well as human intelligence. Human.
Right. And human is the kind of intelligence that you and I use, like, you know, all the time.
Right.
Like looking at these reports and things like that.
So it gives a really unique perspective because they're combining, you know, what we see out in the open with actual intelligence gathered, you know, through other means.
Right. So they're taking that OSINT and human and really blending it together.
That's right.
To get this really rich perspective.
And not just that, they're also analyzing the context, the emotions, the geopolitics, all of the different factors that... The human factors that influence these cyber threats.
Yeah.
Which is really crucial because today we're looking at 12 Group.
Okay, 12 Group.
A pro-Ukrainian collective making headlines for their pretty audacious cyber attacks against Russia.
So 12 Group, I mean, they've popped up, what, earlier this year?
Yeah.
And they've just been making quite a splash.
I mean, making waves.
Yeah, making waves. We're talking wipers, ransomware.
DDoS attacks.
Yeah, good old-fashioned DDoS attacks.
All of it.
I mean, they're not messing around.
Not at all. And what's really striking from the report is their very clear intention to cause damage to Russian organizations.
All right, so like, what kind of damage are we talking about here?
Well, disruption, data loss.
Oh, okay.
Financial impact.
So they're going after like real world consequences.
Tangible consequences they want.
Yeah.
These companies to feel it.
It's not just about, you know, making a statement or, you know, like putting up some digital graffiti or something.
Exactly. This is meant to hurt.
Right.
To really make an impact.
Okay. So that's their goal. But who are these people?
Yeah. Who are they?
Like, what do we know about 12 Group?
Well, the report describes them as this decentralized network. This is like a digital swarm.
Oh.
And they use open source tools to operate across multiple platforms.
So this sounds like it makes them really difficult to counter.
Oh, incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Because think about, you know, traditional counterterrorism efforts, right?
Right.
You go after the leaders, you try to eliminate.
Decapitate.
Exactly. Decapitate the organization.
Right.
That doesn't work here
because
they're so dispersed.
Oh, hey.
There's no real hierarchical structure.
It's like trying to stop a murmuration.
Yes.
You know, like those flocks of starlings.
The murmuration.
Yeah, you can disrupt part of it, but the overall formation.
It just keeps moving.
Yeah, it keeps going.
It's fascinating.
So they're using those open source tools.
Yeah, readily available.
Yeah.
Open source tools.
And that makes the bar to entry much lower.
Much lower.
To actually carry out these sophisticated attacks.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, and I feel like we're seeing that trend across the board.
Absolutely.
With a lot of different cyber threats.
It's concerning.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's not just about their structure and tools.
No.
The report goes deeper.
Much deeper.
It looks at their tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Very interesting.
Because 12 Group understands that information is a weapon.
Right.
And they're using it strategically.
Absolutely.
So they're not just hacking systems.
They're leaking sensitive information.
Okay.
Trying to manipulate public opinion.
Wow.
Potentially even influence political decisions.
So this sounds like it aligns with that broader trend of information warfare.
It does.
Using data breaches and leaks to sow discord, damage reputations,
right,
and try to achieve some of those geopolitical objectives.
It's a new battleground.
It is.
And they're fighting on it. And what's really fascinating
is
how 12 Group combines this technical sophistication with this really keen understanding of human psychology.
Oh, okay.
They seem to get the power of emotions, you know, fear, anger, even patriotism, and they exploit these emotions to amplify the impact of their attacks.
So it's not just about what they're doing.
Right.
It's about how they're framing it.
Exactly.
How they're presenting it.
To the world.
Yeah.
To evoke a very specific reaction.
Okay, so they're playing a calculated game here.
Very calculated.
Like, what's an example of that?
Well, take, for example, their targeting of Russian state-controlled media outlets.
Okay, yeah.
So by disrupting those broadcasts, leaking internal documents, they're not only trying to discredit those sources, but also to stir up dissent and distrust.
among the Russian people.
Exactly. That's wow. So it's very clever.
Yeah, that is clever.
Very strategic.
So the report also digs into some of the specific tools and techniques that they're using. Things like cobalt stripe mimikatz chisel.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some pretty serious tools, right?
Those are tools that you associate with advanced persistent threat groups.
Yeah, like nation state actors.
Exactly.
And then 12 group is just like, you know, grabbing these off the shelf.
Well, it's interesting because they seem to be adapting them for their own purposes.
Oh, so they're customizing them.
Customizing.
Combining them.
Combining them.
So they're not just like, you know, script kiddies downloading stuff.
No.
I mean, they've got some serious expertise here.
It seems so.
Which is kind of unsettling.
It is, and it points to a very concerning possibility.
Okay.
That the report suggests.
Yeah.
Which is that 12 group may have ties to organized crime.
What, really?
Specifically echoing the Dark Star ransomware group.
So this really raises the question then about their motivations.
It does.
Right. Because if they're working with criminals,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how much of this is ideology?
Right.
How much of this is, you know, financial gain?
Exactly. Are they purely idealistic?
Yeah.
Or are there more complex motivations at play?
And are they willing to, you know, cross those ethical boundaries?
Potentially.
Yeah.
To achieve their goals.
Okay. So that's something to keep in mind as we look at, you know, who they might target in the future.
Exactly. Because the report raises a very real possibility that they could expand their operations beyond Russia.
Wait, so beyond Russia
mm-hmm.
and pro-Russian entities.
That's right.
So they could target NATO countries.
They could?
I mean, that's a pretty scary thought.
It is. And the report outlines some pretty chilling scenarios.
Like what?
Imagine them attacking government websites.
Okay.
Leaking sensitive diplomatic communications.
During like a high stakes international summit or something.
Exactly. And the goal wouldn't necessarily be to cause, you know, widespread disruption.
Right.
But rather to sow discord.
Okay.
Undermine trust.
Yeah.
Disrupt diplomatic efforts.
They're more about like a propaganda victory.
Yeah.
And just like throwing a wrench into everything.
Throwing a wrench into the gears of global diplomacy.
Wow.
It would be a huge win for them.
Yeah, but why would they target NATO, though?
Well, there are several possibilities.
Okay.
They might see it as a way to put pressure on NATO countries.
To do what?
To increase their support for Ukraine.
Okay.
Or they might be motivated by a desire to punish countries that they see as
aiding Russia.
Aiding Russia in this war.
And we got to remember, they may not be acting alone either.
That's a good point.
If they're working with these criminal organizations,
mm-hmm.
those groups might have their own agendas.
Absolutely.
You know, their own reasons for going after certain countries or industries.
It's a very complex picture.
Yeah.
And when you combine hacktivism, cybercrime, geopolitical conflict,
yeah.
it creates a very volatile mix.
So what can we do?
Well, that's the big question, right?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we're playing catch up.
It does.
Trying to defend against an enemy that's constantly evolving.
Right. And traditional approaches to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
With their emphasis on firewalls, intrusion detection systems.
Yeah. The perimeter defense.
It's just not enough.
So we need to be more proactive.
Absolutely. A more intelligence-driven approach.
Okay. So what does that look like?
Well, it starts with understanding our adversaries.
All right.
We need to invest in cyber intelligence.
Okay.
Tracking groups like 12 group.
Okay.
Analyzing their tactics and techniques.
So it's not just about, you know, building higher walls.
It's about getting inside their heads.
Yeah.
Understanding how they think, how they operate, what motivates them.
So we can anticipate those moves.
Exactly. Disrupt their operations.
Yeah.
And make it very clear that there are consequences.
For their actions.
For their actions.
And that kind of brings us back to the ethical dilemma.
It does.
Right? We talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to be proactive and disrupt these operations,
right,
where do we draw the line?
That's the million-dollar question.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a very complex issue.
Yeah.
We need to be assertive in defending our interests
right.
and deterring aggression.
Yeah.
But we also need to avoid actions
right.
that could escalate the conflict
right.
or create unintended consequences.
So it's a tough balancing act.
It is a very tough balancing act.
I mean, it feels like we're living in a Tom Clancy novel here.
It does, doesn't it?
But this is real life with
real consequences.
Real consequences, yeah.
And with groups like 12 groups, you know, and their methods becoming increasingly sophisticated,
yeah.
it really does make you think about, you know, the future of conflict.
It does. And it feels like a paradigm shift almost.
It is.
Right, like we're moving away from
yeah.
you know, those traditional battlefields and into this realm where, you know, bites or bullets.
Algorithms are artillery.
Yeah, algorithms are artillery. And it's scary because it feels like, you know,
the rules of engagement haven't caught up.
Yeah, the rules of engagement haven't caught up with the technology. Like, how do we even deter these attacks when it's so hard to even figure out, you know, who's behind it?
Attribution is so difficult.
It is. And how do we even respond proportionally?
Right.
When you've got, you know, crime, activism, and warfare all mixed up together.
$1 million questions. And frankly, no easy answers.
Right.
We need a new framework. Yeah. A new way of thinking about cyber conflict.
Totally.
One that recognizes it for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, something completely different.
And it's not just about, you know, governments and militaries anymore either.
No, it's not.
I mean, we're seeing how, you know, critical infrastructure.
Businesses.
Individuals.
No.
Everyone's a target.
Yeah, everyone can be a target on this new digital battlefield.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, awareness is critical.
Yeah.
Understanding the threat.
Right.
Knowing how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Being cautious about the information that you share online.
Yeah.
These are all becoming essential skills for navigating the 21st century.
So this deep dive, it's been a real eye-opener.
It has been a real eye-opener, to say the least.
We've looked at the technical capabilities of 12 Group.
Right.
We've looked at their strategic use of information warfare.
Yeah.
And the profound ethical dilemmas that they pose.
And it's clear. I mean, 12 Group is more than just
another hacking group.
Another hacking group they represent.
They're a symptom
yeah.
of something much larger.
A sign of the times.
The digital realm is becoming increasingly intertwined with every aspect of our lives.
Yeah. It is.
And that includes conflict and warfare.
So as we wrap up here, what's the big takeaway for our listener?
Well, I think the key message is that cybersecurity
yeah.
is no longer just a technical issue.
Okay.
It's a societal issue.
Right. It affects all of us.
It affects all of us.
Yeah.
It's something that we all need to be aware of and take responsibility for.
We can't just, you know, bury our heads in the sand.
Hope it goes away.
Yeah. Hope it goes away. Right. It's not.
Not going anywhere.
It's not.
We need to be informed, engaged, and proactive.
So understand the threats.
Understand the threats, adapt our defenses,
yeah.
and work collectively
yeah.
to create a more secure and resilient
digital future.
Digital future.
Well said.
Thank you.
This has been a fascinating.
Slightly unsettling.
Slightly unsettling, yeah. Exploration of.
World of cyber warfare.
The world of cyber warfare. The rise of groups like 12 Group.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, everyone stay curious.
And stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there in the digital world.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.